All right, let me jump on into today's Right Side Way opening monologue. I'll remind you guys, as always, that Stan McDonald, a law firm partner at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee in Huntsville, a 30-year veteran of the practice of law, a longtime conservative, Stan McDonald is your daily sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue, and I'll tell you more about Stan here momentarily. All right, go ahead and settle in, y'all. I'm talking folks, fans, and friends. You may want to have a seat because I'm about to give you a clear understanding of what it's like to live in America, because this is what I call the land of the ultra-soft, smooth-tear poo paper. You heard me, poo paper. All right, so every once in a while, I realize how good we've got it here in the U.S., right? I mean, like many of you, I am fed up with illegal immigration, but as for why there is illegals flooding into the great land of opportunity, well, I may not like it, but I also get it. It's because we're a nation that literally has everything. I mean, all of our needs and our way, way, way too many of our wants. If you spend a little time in a foreign country, you will quickly find that the rest of the world knows what we have and what they don't have. I spent a year living among the Afghan people. I didn't see a toilet for pretty much the entire time. But then again, the vast majority of Afghan citizens have never seen a toilet in their entire lives. You know what's odd, though, is that much of the world can say the same. And those that have indoor plumbing, they often refer to our version of a porcelain throne as the Western toilet. Did you know that? I didn't know that. We Westerners, especially Americans, we prefer to sit on our crappers. We have big ones, tall ones, and we have loos of many colors. We have toilets that sing and toilets that wash and toilets that cleanse themselves. The poo industry is big business in the U.S. Are we spoiled? Maybe so. But I got to tell you, in the world of poo business, ain't nobody has the better market than the manufacturers of toilet paper. You heard me. Toilet paper. The most disposable of all disposables. I mean, the thing you have to have and yet don't want to talk about. It's poo paper. Poo paper is big doings in America. If you get down to it, the poo paper even has its own version of math. I mean, think about it. Where else in the world are you allowed to get away with math that says things like, try the new 144XL where 12 equals 96. I mean, what does that even mean? But it's on the cover of a Charmin brand. That's worse than adding up votes in a California election. There's a whole world of memes out there that are devoted to people trying to figure out toilet paper math. I wish my checkbook could brag that it was more than it appeared, like poo paper companies do with their poo paper packaging. I mean, think about what happened during COVID, y'all. There was a run on grocery stores. Did the panickins wipe out the milk and bread? Nope. It was eggs and toilet paper. You couldn't get an egg or a square of squeezable poo paper to save your life unless you bought it on the black market from some kind of poo paper hoarder. It was nearly the downfall of Western society. No poo paper. But recently I saw something announced with great fanfare that sort of crystallized our potty antics in such a way that I had to give it some study. Did you know, I kid you not, did you know that in the U.S. alone, toilet paper manufacturing is a $16 billion per year revenue generator? $16 billion a year. That's a whole lot of squeezably soft squares. Recent market studies, and yes, there are people who make a living studying toilet paper. Recent market studies indicate that the average American consumes about 24 rolls of toilet paper every year. That's 2 per month. Some estimates put it closer to 85 rolls per year, but I feel certain that's indicative of locations who have high-fiber diets or eat a lot of fried foods. Or Mexican. Anyway, toilet paper's big doings in America is what I'm trying to say. My question is, are we spoiled? I mean, think about it. In America, there's a whole industry that surrounds toilet paper. All the rolls are the same size by some agreed-upon standard, so if you go to the hardware store to buy a new toilet paper holder, you don't have to worry about buying the wrong size holder. Research dollars have been committed to finding the best ways to make toilet paper softer, stronger, less likely to shred and to leave little dingleberries. More squares per roll, more rolls per pack, more packs on the shelves. The world is their oyster, and toilet paper is what wraps it up. But wait, because it gets better. Because the makers of America's rolled comfort have hit a new milestone. Just when you thought that poo paper technology had peaked, just when you thought, because I'm sure you think about this because the people that study the poo industry, they all say you think about this. Just when you thought that there was no other way that the makers of American Laboratories' pillow soft poo rags on rolls could bring nothing else to bear on our bareness, the latest and the greatest innovation has actually arrived. Just recently, Charmin issued press releases announcing that it had broken the code on what people really need in poo paper. No kidding. There were articles and press releases and new packaging emblazoned with the branding of the latest and greatest effort to ensure that Americans never have to worry about their poo paper being substandard ever again. Charmin announced its newest line of what it calls, brace yourself, ultra-soft smooth-tear toilet paper. Now, I get the soft thing, right? I mean, foreign travels for me have proven the worth of good old American toilet paper. Some countries, y'all, I swear, I don't know how those people could walk around knowing the level of chafing they had to have endured during their morning constitutionals from what they use as wax paper in their boudoirs. But ultra soft? Okay. I mean, are there really levels in which one can claim they've moved from soft to ultra soft? But it's not really the soft aspect, though, that got me. It's the smooth tear. Because apparently, it was hard to tear off squares from the average roll of toilet paper before. Which I find to be quite the indictment on American society, to be honest. Apparently, according to Charmin press releases, consumers had actually been asking for Charmin to come up with some way for them to be able to tear a square while not leaving a little tail hanging there from their roll. Huh. They've actually asked. Procter & Gamble, the makers of Charmin, they're very proud, and rightfully so. A guy named Rob Reinerman, he's the vice president of Procter & Gamble, he said, this is his quote, he said, this is something the toilet paper category has not seen, and we spent more than 5 years perfecting the technology and design behind it. 5 years. 5 years spent deciding how best to come up with wavy perforations that tear off neatly without creating wasted little poo paper stringers. According to one article I read, and by the way, there were many, Charmin has actually announced, and here's their quote, it's the first time in a century that the brand has changed the shape of its tissue. Charmin had been secretly letting customers test the new rolls, which makes you wonder, how do you get that gig? But anyway, test their new rolls. And the article went on to say, the company says the top customer complaint over the years was the uneven tears from the square shape. The article actually concluded, y'all, by making sure that you know that straight perforation toilet paper will still be available in the ultra strong and the ultra gentle toilet paper and in what they call the forever roll. And now I'm really curious, what exactly is a Charmin forever roll? That being said, I must admit, on the one hand, I admire the fact that the private sector, without any government subsidies or green energy regulatory revisions, appears to have built a better mousetrap. Charmin didn't get any grants from USAID or funding through the Inflation Reduction Act. I really don't mind that either, and I would say that's exactly what the free market is designed to be. I mean, poo paper just got better, and American citizens are better off for it, and we didn't have to pay for it. At the same time, you gotta admit, this is an absolutely first-world solution to what can only be called a first-world problem. But that, my friends, is my ultimate point. You see, you live in a country that has so much going for it that it can focus millions of research dollars on how to make a better square of toilet paper, and nobody even blinks an eye. I mean, don't ever take for granted where you live. Y'all, we live in a country where the flip of a switch lights up a room, where potholes in your paved roads are not normal, where laws can ensure that you speak freely, and where, despite our urban growth, we still have countless acres of natural beauty. We are indeed, as a nation, a city on a hill and a beacon of hope, and the rest of the world actually wants what we have. They want some of that first world. They would love to have our first world problems. Because y'all, I'll be honest with you, first world problems beat third world solutions hands down. In America, the average citizen has a car, can live stream their TV, a smartphone, access to retail shopping that would blow the mind of the average citizens of 90% of the world. You have the right to assemble, to vote, to worship, to speak. You have the right to due process. You have the right to own land. American citizens have access to schools where kids don't sit on the floor. If we turn on the tap in our kitchen, we actually expect clean water. Are we spoiled? I would say yes, but at the same time, I would have to add that we are truly blessed, and we should never take it for granted. Illegal immigration, like I said earlier, it's a huge problem, but the fact that people do want to come here because we are still seen as the land of opportunity, that's actually a problem wrapped up in a blessing. We'll fix the illegal immigration problem, but let's don't ever stop being a land of great promise, and don't ever take it for granted. My friends, you live in a nation where the average citizen can have toilet paper that's labeled ultra soft and smooth tear. And that, my friends, is a nation worth defending. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way.